is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua 24. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited this morning. Praise team got me going. Amen. They put on all the stuff this morning, didn't they? Amen. Grab me in your arms. Amen. God, taste her. Amen. Call that name Jesus. Call that name Jesus. Call that name Jesus. And then they say, then she said, oh, oh, Jesus. What a mighty God we say, amen. Are you at Joshua chapter 24? Look at verse number 1. The Bible says, and Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their leaders and the judges and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Amen. So Joshua brought all of them in, all the big wigs, if you will, all the people who thought they were something. He brought them all in. And Joshua said, let me give you a message from God. And what Joshua did here, Joshua continued to remind them of how God had delivered them out of Egypt. He reminded them that it was God that brought them as far as they were. He reminded them that it was God that took care of them. And then Joshua gave them some advice that if they would follow it, they would have a very successful life. But if they did not follow it, they would have a life of many problems. Are you all still with me? And what Joshua told them is found in verse number 14. He says here, he says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. And he said, and serve you the Lord. And then he says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, if it seem evil, he said, if it seem like it's too much, many problems, if it seem like it's too hard, if it seems like it's not the right thing to do, he says, then choose you who you're going to serve then. Because how many of you know that if you are in this world, you're serving something or somebody? But the thing about it is that we have a choice. So Joseph said, if it seems evil, not Joseph, but Joshua said, if it seems evil for you to serve the Lord, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served, they were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, he says, we will do what? Serve the Lord. In other words, listen, Joshua told them, he said, look, God has brought you from a mighty long way. And he says, so now it is decision time. He said, it's time for you to realize that it was God who delivered you from Egypt. It was God who fed you manna. It was God who gave you water when you was thirsty. It was God who took care of you in spite of you being hard-headed, in spite of you being rebellious. It was still God who blessed you anyway. And since God, the God who blessed you anyway, has given you the power to choose, you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision. It's decision time. He said, either choose God, the one who created you, the one who brought you to where you are, the one who delivered you in time of trouble. Either choose him or choose another false god that you're going to serve. But he said, listen, I don't care what you came to do. He said, I don't care what you do, but he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Are y'all still with me? How many of you know that life is choice driven? And the reason why life is choice driven is because God did not create any robots. He gave us the power to choose. He gave us the power to choose. He's not going to force anyone to do anything. He's not going to tie anyone's hands behind their back to get them to choose. He gave us the power to choose. Amen? And for me, I speak for myself like Joshua. Joshua says, for me in my house, for me, it is an easy decision. And I hope for you all it's an easy decision, because we would not be where we are if it wasn't for God. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Okay. So for me, it's an easy decision. You know, I don't have to pull straws. I don't have to flip a coin. I don't have to play dice. As for me, and listen, I'm going to speak for my house also. Is that okay this morning? As for me and my house, we choose to serve the Lord. Amen? Amen. And see, many people say that they choose the Lord, because many people, although they say that God is first in their life, although they say, I thank the Lord because he is the head of my life, although they say that there is no way that they can serve any other God, how many of you know, just like the children of Israel, they are lying to themselves. They're lying to themselves because they say exactly what the children of Israel said. The exact same thing the children of Israel say, we say the same thing. God's first in my life. If it wasn't for him, I know I wouldn't make it. Look at verse 16. Joshua talking to them. He told them, look, I'm going to choose the Lord. Look at what they said in verse 16. Once I get back to it. Amen. Look at what they said. They told Joshua. They said, the people answered and said, Joshua, there's no way in the world we can serve anybody else but the Lord. He says, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. They said, for the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. They said, therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. I mean, doesn't that sound familiar? You know, people say, God brought me out of this situation. God brought me out of this situation. God healed my marriage. God put finances in my pocket. God put food on my table when I didn't know where I was going to get it from. Of course we're going to serve him. There's no way in the world we would not serve God. I mean, people say that all the time, just like the children of Israel. But Joshua said something to them that was very important, because he heard what they said. Look at verse number 21. The people said once again, nah, Joshua, I know if we don't serve God, some things are going to happen to us. Verse 19 and 20. They said, but we will serve the Lord. Do y'all see that? Look at what Joshua said to them. The Bible said, Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. They said, we are witnesses against ourselves, Joshua, and we will serve the Lord, verse 24, and we will obey his voice. We are witnesses against ourselves. Are y'all still with me? In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Well, and starting verse 6, chapter 6. The Bible lists things that God hates. And one of the things that God hates is a person who operates in pride. One of the things God hates is a false witness that speaketh lies. Are y'all still with me? A false witness that speaketh lies. And how many of you know that the children of Israel, when they said that we're going to definitely serve the Lord, how many of you know at that point in time they became a false witness that speaketh lies against themselves? Are y'all still with me? Because they lied against themselves. They said that after all God did for us, we will certainly serve him. They said there is no way that we will serve another God. After God delivered us through those hard times that we went through, there's no way we can serve another God. But how many of you know that they became a false witness against themselves? If you're looking for a title for today's message, it is called A False Witness Against Oneself. Now, I had the title A False Witness Against Yourself, but you might not be a false witness against yourself, so I changed it to A False Witness Against Oneself. Because when a person, the key verse here is that they said they would be witnesses against themselves. Nobody else is going to testify against them. They would be witnesses against themselves, and they ended up being false witnesses against themselves, because the Bible tells us they ended up, after they said that they wouldn't serve no other God, we're going to obey God. We're going to do what he says. After all he's done for us, we know we couldn't do it for ourselves, so we're just going to serve him no matter what. Serve him going in, serve him going out, serve him in the city, serve him in the field. I know there's a lot of false gods out there, but no. We're not going to serve them. We're going to serve the Lord just like you, Joshua. They lied. Because the Bible tells us in Judges chapter 2, I want you to turn over there right quick. The Bible tells us in Judges in verse number 11, it says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Balaam. But wait a minute, I thought they said they weren't going to serve no other God. I thought they said that they was going to serve the Lord. The Bible said they served Balaam. Balaam. And Balaam is a false god. In other words, they witnessed against themselves, and they became false witnesses against themselves. And how many know a lot of Christians do the same thing? They say one thing out of their mouth about serving God, and they become a false witness. Listen, nobody else testified against them. They testified against themselves. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? They became a false witness against themselves. Amen. Although they said God is ahead of their life, although they say God is first in my life, all they say, I will never turn back no more, I'm going to serve God, they became a false witness against themselves, just like the children of Israel, they lied to themselves. Joshua said, told them, he said, choose you this day. They had a choice. They didn't have to lie. God has given us a choice. We have to lie. You know, just like, in Acts, Ananias and Sapphira. See, most people, when they use that scripture, they use it for tithes and offering. Really, that series of scriptures is not talking about tithes and offering. What happened, people had sold their possessions to help other people. They didn't have to, but they did. And then they asked Ananias and Sapphira, did you sell your possessions? They said, yeah. Listen, what they lied to lie for? If you didn't do it, just say, I didn't do it because I didn't want to. Because God has given me the power to choose. But they lied. How many know they became a false witness against themselves? And the man of God said, you lied to the Holy Ghost. And one of them died, and guess what? The other one was right behind. Are y'all still with me? So when a person have a choice, when they have the power to choose, y'all just, if choosing God is evil, then choose something else. But if we say we choose the Lord, we have to choose the Lord, and we need to be serious about it and not be false witnesses to our own selves. Are y'all still with me? Joshua told them. He told them that they wouldn't be able to do it. Look at verse number 19. He told them, back to Joshua chapter 24. He says, and Joshua said unto the people, are y'all still with me? You cannot serve the Lord. For he is an holy God, and he is a what? Jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sin. He said, you can't do it. But they said, oh, yes, we can. See, Christians, what we need to do, if we have a hard time doing things in relation to God, we need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. See, we just can't say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I mean, you know, I mentioned this many, many times that on New Year's resolution, people always say they're going to get closer to God. I'm going to get closer to him this year. I'm going to serve him more. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to fast more. I'm going to come to church more. And in many cases, this is what, October, we're almost in the new year, and many people who said that haven't done it but three times. Listen. I mean, it sounds good. I'm going to serve the Lord. We need to watch what we say. Because we say we're going to do something and we don't do it, we become a liar. In many cases, no one is lying on us. We become a false witness against ourselves. We're not going to do it. Don't say it. Joshua told him, God blessed you. He delivered you. But he said, you choose this day. He didn't say, you better choose God. He said, you choose. And they said, we're going to choose the Lord. In other words, they became a false witness against themselves. Are y'all still with me? See, in the United States of America, we have what we call the Constitution of the United States. And we have what we call a Fifth Amendment. Everybody know what the Fifth Amendment is? And the Fifth Amendment says that, you know, you have the right to remain silent. The Fifth Amendment says that, you know, that you cannot be a witness against yourself. Are y'all still with me this morning? You know, you cannot say anything, or you have the right to not say anything to incriminate yourself. Are y'all still with me? But how many of you know that might be a rule in the Constitution of the United States? But in the spiritual world, the Fifth Amendment don't exist. Are y'all still with me this morning? Because when I speak something out of my mouth and say that I will do it, especially in relation to the word. In relation to God, I incriminate my own self. In other words, I have become a false witness against myself because I have lied right to God's face. I said I'm going to serve him, and in many cases, people end up serving other gods just like the children of Israel did. And the gods that they serve, name might not be Balaam, but it doesn't matter what the name is. If we serve any other god before we serve our God, Jehovah, then we are false witness against ourselves, and we are getting ourselves in trouble. Y'all still with me? I mean, people say God is first. He's number one in my life. He's ahead of my life. I'm not going to put anything before him. People say it all the time. And they have everything before him. They're putting more praise and worship in the world, in the things of the world, than they are in the things of God. And in many cases, I shouldn't even say this. I'm lying to myself. In many cases, they don't realize it. They realize it if they're Christians. They realize it. But they just don't care. Because it seems like the world's gods, with the small g, are better than our God, with the big G. And they focus more on the world. Y'all still with me? How many of you know, by putting the world before God, we would not profit in anything? Go to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Choose ye this day, says Joshua. We cannot put things before God. We cannot put things before him. We cannot put things before God. Are you in Matthew chapter 16? Look at what Jesus said. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Chapter 16, verse 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That means serve God. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall do what? Find it. And then he says, for what is a man profited if he shall do what? Gain the whole world. And lose what? For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Those are the questions that Jesus is asking there. And people are worshiping the things of the world more than they are worshiping God. In other words, what they are doing is they are trying to please God, and they are trying to please the world at the same time. And the Bible tells us that we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God and, the Bible says, mammon. And a lot of times when people see that thing, mammon, the first thing they think about is money. How many money is a part of it? But that word mammon is talking about worldly things, riches of the world, things of the world. Because listen to this, when we put anything in the world before the big G God, we're serving that thing. That's our God. Perhaps that's not my God. If you are putting that thing before God. That's your God. That's your servant. Joshua said, choose you this day. Well, Pastor, how can you say that? How can you say that? Let me tell you how I can say that. In the Old Testament, they worship idols. It's called idolatry. And God had a problem with them worshiping idols. Idolatry is a sin. And what they were doing, they were making grazing things. They were making idols and worshiping them as gods. No, they didn't have any BMWs. No, they didn't have any Mercedes Benz. No, they didn't have any big houses. But guess what? When we serve those things more than we serve our Heavenly Father, those things become our gods. In other words, we are operating in the spirit of idolatry. And that's a sin. Those things have become our master. And although we say Jesus is number one, he's the head of our life, we have put material things before God, and that's not good. See, people think that the children of Israel, they served false gods. Yeah, they were false gods, you know, things, gods out there, you know, Artemis and those false gods that they were serving, but they were also worshiping things. And when we worship things, and we said God is the head of our life, we have become false witnesses against ourselves. And God does not like that. Are y'all still with me? See, what we should be doing with things of the world, instead of worshiping them, we should be giving them to people who are in need. The Bible tells us that. I mentioned last week, the Bible tells us it's more blessed to give than to receive. See? But instead of us giving things to people to help people, we are worshiping them. Like the man say, I'm going to store up all my goods in my barn. I don't want no one else to have anything but me. I'm not going to share anything. I'm not going to share any knowledge. I'm not going to share my mind. I'm not going to share my read. I ain't going to share nothing. How many of you know that's not God's way? Because if I say I'm going to serve the Lord, then God is a giver, not a taker. He's a giver. If I'm going to serve the Lord, I have to do the things that are required of me to serve the Lord. I'm going to give you a criteria here. Surely I haven't got that far yet, but there is a criteria to serving the Lord. I can't just say it out of my mouth. There's a criteria that I must follow. Are y'all still with me? I can't worship those things. I can't say, Jesus the head, but yet. I can't say Jesus the head of my life, but yet I forsake the assembling of myself together in the church. I have to come to the church if Jesus is ahead of my life. Well, Pastor, the Bible didn't say the Bible didn't say that I gotta go to church. Listen to this. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit goes what before us, right? And Jesus says, I'm going to send back the Holy Spirit, and he will testify of me, right? So the Holy Spirit came to testify of Jesus. Do you all agree with that? Mm-hmm. So the Bible says the Holy Spirit goes before us. Well, if the Holy Spirit goes before us, and he's representing Jesus in us, that means that Jesus also goes where? Before us. Listen to this. That means that wherever Jesus went, I need to go. How many know Jesus went to church? I mean, and you know why he went? Because he served God. So if Jesus went to church, that means I need to go to I can still stream, but I still have to go to church. But listen, when we stream, as soon as the man or woman of God get ready to say something that we need to hear, we're not there because we're in the refrigerator. Look, in here you get the unadulterated word of God. I don't compromise. Some people like to say things, people like to hear, well, you know, it's okay. No. The Bible says that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they rejected it. And a lot of preachers don't teach knowledge because I want to make sure the people come. Listen, I don't care whether they come or not, because life is choice driven. Now, I do care if they come, but I can't control it. But one thing I can do is I can teach the word. But yet they say God is ahead of my life. Now, I'm not beating up anyone. I'm just giving you an example. They have all these goods. They're not giving to anybody because they're mine. Go to 1 Timothy. If I choose to serve the Lord, then I choose to follow God's way. I choose to follow God's will. I can't do things my way. Jesus said, what he just said a few minutes ago? He said, deny yourself. If any man come after me, he said, deny yourself. Anyone who saves his life will lose it. Anyone who give up his life for me, they will find it. That's what Jesus said. Do y'all remember that? I'm just saying what Jesus said. 1 Timothy. See, I want everyone who attend this ministry to be blessed. Going in, going out, in the city, in the field. And that's why I say some of the things that I say. Amen. Not to condemn anyone, because I can't condemn no one. I just want everybody to be blessed. Like I'm being blessed. But in order to be blessed, Christians, in order to receive from God, sacrifices have to be made. Look at what Paul told Timothy in chapter 6. He said, verse number 17. He said, Timothy, he said, tell them that are rich in this world that they shouldn't be high-minded. How many of when people think they have money, they think they got it going on? I mean, I don't need to serve God. I got some money. They used to call it moolah. They are south. Tell them that are rich in the world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living, who? God, who giveth us what? Richly all things to do what? Enjoy. God blesses us so we can enjoy these things. That they do good, verse 18, that they be rich in good words, ready to do what? Distribute. How many of you know that? Are willing to what? Communicate. How many of you know that word distribute and communicate means to give? The Bible said that they be willing to give. That's God's way. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. That's God's way. If I say I'm serving God, I need to do what his word tells me to do. I need to stop hoarding everything and give to people who need. Because I mean, you know, there are people out there who are in need. That's God's way. But if I am worshiping these things by holding on to them, and then I'm saying, the Lord is the head of my life, I'm a false witness against myself. I'm taking myself to court. Are y'all still with me? I'm taking myself to court. I have to make a choice. Choose ye this day. If God is God, choose him. If Baal is God, choose him. I mean, it's just, Christian, you know, the thing about it is that it's just as simple as that. I mean, we have a choice. We have a choice. Just choose. Just choose. I'm having a hard time. Why? It should be an easy choice. Because let me ask you a question. When I say you, I'm talking hypothetically, okay? I'm not talking to anyone. Let me ask us a question. I'll say it that way. Who saved us? Who delivered us? Who set us free? Who made us free? Who got us out of this situation when they said we couldn't make it? When they say we wouldn't qualify for that job and we got it anyway, who gave it to us? When they told me I wouldn't get voc rehab, when VA told me I wouldn't get voc rehab and I got it, who gave it to me? Listen to this one. When I made a sacrifice that many of you don't even know, I made a sacrifice in 2017 to give up a job making six figures because they wanted to send me all these different places. And if they had sent me these places, I would have had, my wife, of course, she could have pastored the church. It would have been no problem. But Pastor Ron would not have been here to do what God called him to do because I would have been out in California somewhere or in Korea somewhere, and I had to make a decision. Either give up six figures for the sake of the call or give up the call for the sake of six figures. But how many of you know you see me here? Because not only did I give up the six figures, God made a way of escape that it seemed like I still got the six figures. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it. But one thing I know about our God, he will do it. Once again, choose you this day. Choose you this day. But I can't be walking around talking about, yeah, I'm outside that lie. You know, when I got ready to get out of the military, I was in the military for 27 years. I'm just sharing this with y'all. See, you know, we read about things that happen in the Bible. But when God is in control and we serve him, he will always make a way. I was in the military for 27 years. And I was ready to get out. And during this time, you know, there were deployment things going on. And I remember this high-ranking official. I ain't going to say it, but who he is because, you know, y'all be figuring things out anyway. But he was in the higher command, not on Fort Hood. And what they said was we had a sergeant's major meeting. And they said that no sergeant's major would be able to get out of the military during this time. Now, listen to this, Christians. Whom do you serve? I already prayed to God. And you know what God said? He said, get out of the military. And I remember we had this meeting. All the sergeants major in this place. And the high-ranking guy was there. They came from another installation. And the high-ranking guy who was on Fort Hood, by the way. And the guy kept saying, well, you know, the general said, no sergeants major is going to get out. And he had his... Ella Richard, can you come here for a second? I want to give you this illustration so you can see. When I say, did he say that? He said, yep, if he said. So the guy said, well, you know, the sergeant major, I mean, the general said nobody can get out. There's no sergeant major can get out. Didn't he say that? Yep. That's what he said. That's what he said. And he said nobody will be able to get out. Didn't he say that? That's what he said. That's what he said. Thank you. And listen, all these sergeants major looked at me and they said, I told you you wasn't going to get out. You know what I said? Watch me. Listen, it's more to the story, but I'm going to tell you something. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have to tell you this. When I was getting ready to get out, nobody can tell you. When I was getting ready to get out, I didn't have a job lined up. And you know, your wife, husband, you ain't got no money. She's going to be about to throw you out the house. He said, you a man. You need to work. But listen, I'm going to tell you, I didn't have no job lined up. But one thing I knew that Jesus is still on the throne. And the Bible says that God shall supply all of our need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And how many of you know I needed a job to support my family? Now, I could have said, you know, baby, I know you've been in the military too, so I'm just going to lay around and you support me. No. I need a job. I wasn't worried about it. Pastor, what you going to do when you get out? I'm not worried about what I'm going to do because God's going to bless me. I'm telling you the truth. Whom do you serve? See, people say they serve God, but they put other things before God. And then they have a hard time in life, and they wonder why. I was at home one day, just at home, just reading the newspaper. And I got a call from this job place. And they were talking about me, about hiring me. I wasn't paying any attention to them. I was listening to them in one ear and reading the newspaper with one eye. Yeah, you know, we got this job, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't paying attention. And they said something that got my attention. They told me how much money the job paid. I said, oh, now what you say? What you say? I ignored everything else they said, but when they said something about some month, what you say? And I end up working there. What am I trying to get you to say? I'm not bragging on me. The Bible says God is not a respecter of persons. And listen, when you serve God, put him first and mean it. Not just say it, but you mean it. I'm going to tell you, your life will never be the same. When man say no, God says yes. Ask my wife. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. When man say no, God says yes. But once again, Joshua say, choose you this day whom you will serve. And a lot of people are false witnesses against themselves because they say, I'm going to serve God, and they end up not serving God. Why? Because they see something out in the world that looks better than what God can provide them. They don't even think about the fact what they see in the world belong to God. Because as I said many times before, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Are y'all still with me? I have to serve God and obey him. See, like I told you before, there is a criteria to serving God. I just can't say it. I have to follow the criteria or the standard. There's some things I must do. I must meet the standard. Are y'all still with me? I have to meet the standard. I just can't say it. Because if I just say it out of my mouth, I might see something that I think is better than God. Like a lot of people do. Their cars, their house, their money, their this, their that. And they start putting it before God. That's where they mess up at. 2G this day. There's a criteria. Well, Pastor, what's the criteria? Number one, if I say I choose God, if I say I choose God, there's some things that I need to do. Now, there are a lot of things, but I'm just going to hit on three of them today. Number one, I must serve him only. I must serve him only. Regardless of what anybody else says, what they look like, how much money they have in their pocket, what their position is, I must serve him only. Wholeheartedly. I must serve him only. Number two, people say this, but they do not do it. I must put God first above all things. I must put him first above all things. Not some things, but all things. When I wake up Sunday morning, I don't have no doubt. I need to push myself out of that bed and come to church. Christians, I'm going to say this, not to target anyone, but it really amazes me that, and like I said, it really amazes me of the amount, and I'm straightforward. It amazes me of the amount of people that I see here on Wednesday night. It amazes me. I mean, it just amazes me. And let me tell you why it amazes me. Number one is because, we're family. And I think we should support our family. Number two is because the word is going forward. Number three is because we say God is first in our life. Now, if he's not first in our life, okay, I got it. But it really amazes me that it's the same people in here every Wednesday night. And I don't understand. Now, I don't know what anyone does. That's why I'm looking at the ceiling. But I do know that no one's working 24 hours a day. And yes, I might be a little tired from my job, but how many of you know if I'm tired, I got to remember who gave me the job. And I got to remember, I'm not going to the man working free. I have to remember that when I work at the job God gave me, God has provided me finances to take care of my family. It's God that's doing that. Listen, the money is not coming from the man. The money is coming from God because it belongs to God. My prayer is that more people come out to Bible study and not that midweek service and not that more people come out, but also you bring someone with you. It amazes me. Enough said on that. If God is first, make him first. If I choose God, choose God. If not, choose somebody else. Because God has given us a choice. Number three, I must obey his voice regardless of what voice I hear after God's voice. And when God gives me an answer to my prayer, when God gives me an answer to my prayer, and someone comes along and offer me something that I think is more than what God can give me, I don't need to go and ask him again what he want me to do when he already told me. Y'all still with me? I don't need to go, God, let me make sure I heard you right the first time. You heard him right. Choose you this day. Decision time. Choose you this day. I must serve him only. He must be first. And I must obey his voice the first time. The first time. Because if God speaks to us the first time, if he wants to change something, we don't have to ask him. He'll do it himself. In Deuteronomy, when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, he told them to serve the Lord. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Because once again, the children of Israel told Joshua, oh, we're going to serve the Lord. He's done too much for us. There's no way we could not serve him. Deuteronomy 6. Nothing. I have nothing against streaming, because I look at some streams sometime too. I don't look, you know, but streaming is not going to take the place of me being in the house of the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't be sitting there all day looking at no stream. But there's this one young lady who streams with us every week. Now, she has a ministry online, Family Dominion, and I look at her stream sometimes. Y'all still with me? But nothing takes the place of being in the house. Because I get a chance to encourage someone. I mean, wouldn't you all encourage this morning, you know, with the praise team, and you probably encourage one another. That's what it's all about. Sometimes when you're going through your trials and tribulations, you know, you don't need nothing to fall from the sky. You just need some encouragement. And you get it from someone in the body of Christ. Oh, yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Moses is talking to the children of Israel. He says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought into thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities which thou buildest not, and the houses full of all good things which thou fillest not. He's telling them when you get there. That's what he said. They haven't got there yet. He said, vineyards and olive trees which thou planted not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 13 said, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. See, Moses here kind of gave them a lesson. And some words at the same time. Look at what he did here. He told them that now God has given you Canaan. And he told them some things that they needed to do when they got there, okay? First of all, he told them, remember who blessed you with it. Remember who blessed you with it. But look at what he did. You know, Moses, I have to give it to Moses because he was a little slick in his ways here because he wanted to get something to them to make sure they understood some very important things here. Look at what he said here. He said, look at verse number, let's start with in the middle of verse 10 where it says Abraham's name, okay? Abraham to Isaac and to Jacob. Are you all with me? To give thee great and godly cities which you didn't build. You see that line? He said, to give you cities which you didn't build. In other words, he wanted to remind them that what you get ready to be blessed with, you didn't do it. Are y'all still with me? And then he says, and houses full of what? Good things which you didn't feel. Do y'all see that? See, Moses, he's a pretty cool character there. He says, and wells digged, which you didn't dig. Are y'all still with me this morning? I mean, Moses is a smooth operator here. And vineyards and olive trees, which you didn't plant. When thou shalt have eaten and be what? Full. In other words, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be eating nothing. He says, then therefore, lest thou forget, the Lord is the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And he said, for that reason, you should fear the Lord and you should serve him. And Christians, for as many things as God has done for us, the choice should be easy. It's like Joshua said, listen, you choose whoever you want to choose. He said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Because see, Joshua led the children of Israel through many battles. And he knew that it was God who gave them the victory. See, he'd experienced it. And he knew that when he listened to those hard-headed guys, and they told Joshua, oh, Joshua, listen, Ai is a little old place. So you don't need to send everybody up there. Just send only a few of us. And he listened to the men and women. I don't know if women there or not, probably not, because women don't say stupid things like that. Amen. When he listened to the men instead of God, and then he go get beat up. The army beat him up. And then he's crying. Wonder why he lost. And God said, I'm going to paraphrase it. Boy, get off that ground. Pull up your pants and wipe your nose. AI beat you because you didn't do what I told you to do. See, Joshua remembered that. So Joshua said, listen, I'm telling y'all right now. I've already experienced it. So listen, you got a choice. You choose whoever you want. He said, but look, after all I went through, that's for me and my house. I'm choosing the Lord. Y'all still with me? Jesus, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and Satan kept saying, if you be the Son of God doing this, do that. Jesus told him, I think Jesus got tired of playing around with it. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Jesus told him that. And if Jesus told them that, what should we be telling him? I must serve God first. If I say I choose God, I must serve him wholeheartedly. Nothing in between. Because the Bible says God is a jealous God. I must seek him first. You know, many of us are familiar with Matthew 6:33, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Seek him first. Not only should we seek him first, we should seek him continually. I don't seek him one time and then get what I want and don't seek him anymore. No, it has to be on a continual basis. He has to be first in my life, not by words, but by action. I have to seek him first. A lot of people don't seek God first because they're too busy. They're doing things. Busy, busy, busy. Can't go to the house of the Lord because I got a busy day on Sunday. Can't go to the house of the Lord because I got to clean up my backyard. Can't come to church on Wednesday because, you know, I need to catch up on my sleep. Well, isn't it 24 hours in a day? Well, I was up on the internet all night. Well, that's not God's fault. You mean the internet is more important than God? Busy, busy, busy. Christian, let me share this with you. Don't you know the most important thing as Christians that we can do is hear the word of God? There's nothing better. Pastor, where you get them? Don't you know that when I tell you things, I've already researched it in the Bible? Because I know in every church there's a Bible scholar. And listen, just like the scribes and Pharisees try to trick Jesus up, they sit him back. The pastor don't know what he's talking about. That's why you have to study before you get older on any pulpit. Because guess what? Everybody there didn't just get saved yesterday. They know. Now, like I said on Wednesday night, and I'm going to continue that message. They're hiding their talent. But they are quick to condemn you for stepping forward in your talent. But the most important thing that a person can have is the word of God. But people don't get it because they're too busy. They're too busy. They got too much going on. In other words, they're giving more time to the world than they are to God. And Jesus had to get Martha straight. Martha, he even called her name two times. Martha, Martha. You got it all wrong. Go to Luke chapter 10. Probably my last scripture. Part 2 next week. See, that's why you can't miss church, because you miss part 1. See, sometimes you don't have enough time to teach one episode. You got to pick it up the next week. I don't believe in microwave messages. If God give me a weekly message, I'll teach it a weekly. If he give me a two-week message, I'll teach it a two. If he give me a five, I have taught five-week series in the past. See. Like L. Lewis used to say, some people want a little dab. A little dab will do you. No, it won't. God said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. There's no time limit to the word. But we try to time it. But people put everything before God. And they think it's good, but it's not. Sometimes we need to take a pause and sit at Jesus' feet and hear from him. In Luke chapter 10, they found out that Jesus was coming to town. You know how in the military, when the generals come, or somebody come, oh, y'all, we need to clean up the motor pool. It should be clean anyway. They need to clean the office. Why is it dirty? It should always be clean. People start jumping to the hoops. Well, they found out Jesus is in the area. The Bible says in verse number 38, now it came to pass as they went that Jesus entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She said, Jesus coming. Look at this. This is what I get from this. Because wasn't Mary in there also? Did Mary live in the house? Anybody know? She lived there too, right? But look who ran to the door first. I'm gonna beat you to Jesus, Martha. Mary. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on. Jesus said the first will be last, and the last will be what? First. That's another message. Martha went to the door. And the Bible says she received Jesus. And she had a sister, verse 39, called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. And she did what? She heard the word. In other words, the word came in the house, and she wanted to hear what the word had to say. So here we go. I'm almost done. My time is up. I'm closing on this. He said, but Martha was distracted. King James says cumbered. I mean distracted. About much serving. I mean, she was busy. What's that VeggieTale? Busy, busy. What song? You know what song? I'll see you for y'all next week. Y'all know what VeggieTales is? Well, they don't act like you don't know what that song is, then. Amen. VeggieTales is a good little Christian cartoon for your kids. Instead of them watching SpongeBob SquarePants, put on the VeggieTales for them. Nothing against you, SpongeBob. Amen. You might be watching on. Amen, amen, amen. Look. Martha came and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? I mean, I'm just so busy. I know you was coming. I wanted to make things right for you, Jesus, and I'm getting tired. And Martha at your feet, don't you care? Tell her to come and help me. Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha. They called her name two times. Calm down, Martha. He said, you worry, you upset about too many things. Apparently she must have been worried about some other things too. You're worried about too many things. He said, but there's one thing that you need. You worry about a lot of things. I mean, they're talking about you, they stab you in your back, you know, they're talking about repossessing your car. You worry about a lot of things. But there's one thing that you need. He said, and Mary has chosen. King James said, good part. NIV says, what is better? Which shall not be taken away from her. He said, no, I'm not going to take her away from the word to go run around with you. Because the word is more important. In other words, Mary chose Jesus over things. Stand to your feet. Christians, I'm here to tell you. Part two next week. We cannot afford to put things before God. We cannot allow things to stop us from serving God. We cannot allow things to stop us from putting God first, because we will allow those things to become our God. Small g. We will give more attention to those things than we do to our Heavenly Father. When we start giving more focus to the things, we will start praying less. We will start fasting less. We will start reading our Bibles less. We will stop coming to hear the word less, because those things will start to consume us, because that's Satan's way. Anything that Satan can do to stop us from serving God, to stop us from encouraging one another, to stop us from receiving what God has already blessed us with, that's exactly what he will do. We have to remember. And I believe that all of us here has probably experienced something in life where it seemed like it was the end. It seemed like the thing was about to be over. It seemed like there was no way out. And the people who normally support you, they're just waiting for you to fall. They're even telling other people about your business. Listen, they're supposed to be your best friend, but they're telling other people what you're going through. And they're saying that, you know, they say they go to church. They say they read the Bible. They say Jesus is Lord. We're going to watch and see what they do. I'm here to tell you, when God is first in your life, you will get through the situation. Because if you face one of those situations in life, it was God who delivered you. Yeah, a human being might have come to you to help you get through it, but guess who sent that human being? And how many of you know there are angels in this world? Ministering angels to protect us, to watch over us. But if I don't put God first, I'm going to miss out on any support that God sent to me. I can no longer say that God is number one in my life if he's not. I can no longer say that I'm going to serve him if I don't. I can no longer say I choose God if I'm not going to choose him. Because once again, life is choice driven. And when I say something in reference to God that I'm going to do and don't do it, I become a false witness against myself. And there are consequences. I want to encourage you today. Today is a new day. Serve God. If there's anything that's stopping you from making God first in your life, get it out of your life. Could be people, could be things, could be places, could be a noun, person, place, or thing. It don't matter. Nothing should stop you from serving God if we choose him. Now, if we don't choose him, do what we want to do. But if I choose God, as I've already said, we're going to finish this next week. Number one, I have to serve him only. I have to make him first, and I have to obey his voice regardless of what someone else says to me after God has already spoken to me. And I'll give you an example next week. Amen. Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.